This recording begins with the current version of the shir, continues on with a quick review of the shir, and then moves on to the last cycle of the Daf Yomi for the previous version of the shir, which of course has different people involved, a different ambience. You may want to hear both of them and use the second one as a chazor. You may actually prefer the previous cycle to this one's.
Masechet Avodah Zarah, we're on the Daf Ayin Dalet, right at the top of the Daf, the Halakha Mishnah. Elu Asurin Vosurin B'Kol Shu. Now, the Tana now lists things that, because we're talking about over here not a regular Ta'arovet of Lach B'Lach, in other words, an actual mixture of material, we're talking about where pieces or containers get mixed, there's no real mixing of the material itself. So this Mishnah, up until now we've been talking about mixtures in which the whatever is mixed, it's really mixed together and we're not able to pull one out of the other. Here, if we knew which, we'd be able to pull it out of the other one. It's a completely different type of mixture. And these things are asurin b'choshu, not koshu referring to that which fell in, but that which it fell into. In other words, no matter how much fell into, b'choshu, 1,000, 1,000,000, whatever it is, it's bought. It's not bought. So yayin nesach, let's say here, of course, it'd be referring to barrel. If you have a barrel of yayin nesach, and it gets mixed up with 1,000 barrels, we can't identify the one that was the yayin nesach. The whole thing is asur. Avodat kochavim, a getchka, falls into 1,000,000 statues that look exactly like this one, but one of them is worshipped, not bought. Orot levuvin, where we have the whole skin, except there's that whole keneged, the heart that they used to take out, the live beating heart, part of the korban for Avodah Zarah. A shor haniskal is the actual shor. Egla arufa, the actual egla. Now, all of these things, interestingly, I mean, they're also b'hana'ah, so is that part of the reason? That's not clear. The Gemara is going to wonder about this. Is this a coincidence that everything that we're talking about are things that are asur b'hana'ah? Tzipore mitzora, chulin, sa'ar nazir. So all of these things are asur b'hana'ah. Even the hair of a nazir is asur b'hana'ah. Petar chamor, before now, it needs to be padui. Basar b'chola, the sura mishta. Remarkably, all of these things are listed as Isuriyana'a in Kiddushin. So these things are Aser, and they're Aser B'choshu. Ask the Gemara, but what is the criterion that the Tana is using over here? The Tana Michael Chosh. I mean, if he's talking about a Dovrishab minyan, so then the Isra Hano is irrelevant, I guess. So then, I mean, why not talk about a Chaticha Nevela? Chaticha Nevela, a whole beautiful side of a Nevela, certainly not something that can be bought. It's too Chosher. If he's talking about Isra Hana'a, so you can mention Chometz for Pesach. I mean, it seems to be a very arbitrary list. What's the requirement over here? Omer Abchia Barav, if you tell me, Bitzavar Nafcha. Hai Tana Tarta Itle. This Tana holds, Rashi learns, this means, this Tana holds that in order for something not to be bought off Yilu Be'alef, it has to have two different elements to it. The Isra has to be Chosher, and the material has to be Chosher. So if the Isra is an Isra Hana'a, that's a Chomer Isra, and the thing itself is a Dover Choshev, so it's a Dover Shebeminion that people would never just throw in one and so on. If we'd look at it, this is what I pay per piece, or it's an organism, it stands out on its own. Okay, that together, on every tzad of Bittul, it can't be Nitbatel. But if it's not Isra Hana'ah, then even if it's a Chaticha that's Chashuv, it would be good. And if it is Isra Hana'ah, but the thing itself isn't Chashuv, then even though the Isra is Chashuv, but the thing isn't here, so what's the Isra to be Challah? So Mamela, this is a new Shita, because Lamaisa, I mean, everything that we saw up until now, is that it doesn't matter if it's Isra Hana'ah, Dovrishab Aminian remains Osir anyway. That's how Rashi learned. Taisa says that it's just unbelievable. I mean, that all over Shas, when we're talking about these Isra and Chul and the Dovrishab, we don't even ask. Don't even say, what about the Mishnah over there? Don't even attempt to identify who is the Tana that argues. And I mean, nothing. Seems like, you know, we just casually toss off. Oh yeah, the Tana holds you need both Israel and Dover Shemininian in order to be awesome. Can't believe it. It's got to be that what the Gemara means is the Tana is only bothering to list. That's right, Itle. He's only listing those things where you can focus both on the Isser and the Chumrah of the Isser and on the Chashivas of the Chaticha. Okay, I mean, you understand this is a problem. You understand why Rashi doesn't like this approach. Because there's nothing that you're adding by making a list that is Bedavka that way. It's just very misleading. I mean, there's nothing unique, specific. I already know these things are Isser Bano. They're listed as Isseran. Okay, but in any event, Halakha L'Maaseh we'll talk about later. So, The question is, what is he talking about? And the answer, the Gemara is talking about Tarta Hitle, Davar Shebiminyan, V'Yisrael Ha'asi, he holds both things. He asks the Gemara, well, I mean, even if he holds both things, you could have, let's say, very chash of a nut, you know, Egozei Perech, that are sold by the unit, or Rimone Badan, that are very, very chash of, it's 5 shekel per rimon. Sort of like a tomato nowadays, you know.
Macadamia
nuts. I mean, nobody's going to throw in an extra macadamia nut. So, and of course, if they grow on a tree that's orla, so then they're also Yisuriana Ah. I mean, it's not even an exhaustive list of the things that you're saying he wants to list. So why doesn't it say that? Neyegoze perach rimone badan, which is both a davar shebiminyan and an Yisuriana Ah. No, no, the point is that the Tana is listing things that don't appear elsewhere. That we know from elsewhere. Tana lehatam. We know that it says already that we says in Maseches Orla, and it's brought in a number of places. Everybody knows that Mishnah. The whole list of things that are chashev, even like the things like Kikrot Shabbal HaBayit and so on, whatever it is, Roy Lorla Orla, Roy Leklai HaKerem, Klai HaKerem. So we have a different list of issues there. Ask the Gemara, that's the case, you could also talk about Kikrot Shabbal HaBayit. When you were talking, you said Chomis Pesach, it's not a Dover Shabbiminyan. But Kikrot Shabbal HaBayit on Pesach, which would be a Dover Shabbiminyan, and Yisrael, so why doesn't it mention that? So when you Chomis Pesach, because look, the author of that Shita is whom? It should say over here, it should say, Man Shamet Lady Omar Chomet Pesach Isra Osobana. That is going according to Rabbi Akiva. So in Achinami, in that Mishnah in Orla, it says, Rabbi Akiva Mosif Afki Krot Shabbal HaBayit. So the same way it didn't list Rimone Badan, Egoze Perach. What's the point of listing Kikrot Shabbal HaBayit if you're talking about Chomet Pesach being Osobana? Rabbi Akiva said that over there. So Mamela, anything which was listed else, we're not going to mention here. But what is the repetition at the end? Hare Elu Asrim Vosrim Bechoshu. I mean, you said that to me. Elu Asrim Vosrim Bechoshu. And now, you're going to see why Rashi doesn't like Tazer. What's the meaning of Elu? Lemute Mai. Lemute Dover Shebeminyan. That's not Yisureyana. Inami Lemute Yisureyana. They'll have Dover Shebeminyan. In which he's Bedafka telling you that those things would be Bata. We wouldn't say that they're Afilu. Be'elef Lo Bata. Meaning that they're Asr. Bechoshu. All right, says the Mishnah, as it continues the Halakha Mishnah, Yayin Nesach Shenafa Labor, Kulo Asur Bahana. If you have now a mixture of Yayin Nesach in a bar, then there's nothing to do. The whole thing is Asur Bahana. As Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, you can still utilize it. It's only Asur B'Shtia. Because who's being Machayvi to get Hana from it? You could sell it, Chutz Midme Yayin Nesach Shabo. To sell it to an Akum, you're not going to get any Hana out of the price of the wine that is Asur. So effectively, you've separated it, even though you can't really separate it. You could separate out the Hana'ah. That's what we're going to talk about. Omar Rab, that's true. And we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Dafka in the barrel. Chavit bechavit. In other words, point over here is that it's possible to have a case that there's no real mixture of the wine. But if you actually mix the wine, all the wine became usher because of the taruvus of the yayin. So there's a major difference over here. Although it's true on the one hand that where it's chavis bechavis, in a sense it's more chomer because it's kosher. But on the other hand, the actual body of the wine never becomes usher. It's just that we don't know where it is. So you don't know where it is. Fine, so don't be nana from it. What's the big deal? Yeah, don't be nana from that one. So the only problem is you can't actually drink any of these barrels. Furthermore, you can't sell any of these barrels separately. But you sell the whole mess, except for that barrel, then you're never selling that barrel. So say, which barrel? Whatever it is, there's one barrel in here I'm not selling. I don't know which one it is, but I'm not, you'll pay me only for minus that barrel. So then you're not being nana. But if it actually mixed, I mean, you can't effectively separate the actual body of the liquid wine out of the other wine, and therefore that wine became osir. That's an isser chefta. It's not that we don't know where it is. The mail of that, it won't help to sell chutz from the value of that wine. Not true. It's even true. Yain b'yain v'chenomer Rabba Bar Brachon Omer Biyochanan afilu yain b'yain v'chenomer Reb Shmuel b'Rabbi Natan Omer Reb Chanin afilu b'yain yain v'chenomer Reb Nachman Omer Rabba Bar Avua afilu yain b'yain. Wow. Omer Reb Nachman halacha l'maisa. It depends. If you're talking about real yain nesach that we know was mitnaseh, so over there in Achinami, the iser of the Taharovet of yain b'yain asers all of the wine. There's a major difference between Yain Nesser and Tam Yena in terms of the dinim of Tarovet. So if you have Yain Nesser, then Eino Chinami. The Yain be Yain is certainly awesome. The Chavis be Chavis, there you're not being Nenef. It was never really mixed. You're not being Nenef. So that Rabbi Gamliel is absolutely right. If it's Tam Yena, then even Yain be Yain would be Mutar, because over there, it's only Osir in terms of the wine itself. Not that we created new Isir hefts of the Tarufas on the wine. So if you can effectively separate that wine, so then by all means, separate it. How can you separate it? By selling everything but it. So you've separated it in terms of its value. And that's the meaning, even though Rav Shimon Gamliel was arguing on them in the case of the Mishnah, and we said over there that the Mishnah is talking about, we said, Yayin Nesek is B'mashu, that was referring to Chavit B'Chavit. And nonetheless, he's arguing. But that's because he's talking about selling that particular Chavit. Of course the Mishnah makes sense. Every Chavit is awesome. No. But you can sell all of the Chaviot minus one Chavit. But what the Mishnah said is certainly true. Any Chavit in that mixture of a million Chaviot, take out anyone and it's us. You're not going to be able to sell it. That's all the Mishnah is saying. And that much is certainly true. Continues the Eilat Mishnah. Gat shel Evet. You start off with an underlying material of stone, and then you usually cover it with some type of waterproofing in order to prevent the wine from seeping out of the gat. And in this case, you gave it over to a goy to do the zifut. The zifut is the waterproofing, which Noach thought was a good idea. Moshe's mother thought was a good idea. So you use zefet, kofir. Or you use plastic on your roof. Plasticine. Okay. All right. So there's a problem because of the zefet itself. Why is that? Because as if you recall before, part of the process is that after you apply the zefet, which stinks, they actually pour wine over it. The same way that we do when we first use a pot. So the first time you boil it up, get rid of the coating on the pot, the smell in the pot, whatever it is, you boil it up and now you use it. Otherwise it smells like plastic or it smells like new metal. They would do that, of course, for the zefet, which smells horrible. But that means that it first had Yayin Nesek in it, because the guy was doing the work. He takes out a bottle, he pours the wine around the zefet. I mean, this is not a very good idea as far as kashrus is concerned. So there, you're going to have to be menagev. Menagev, you'll recall, we talked about before, is this whole process of putting down the water and then absorbing that with dirt that's all around it. It absorbs everything that come out, washing it off again with water. So it's a process of nigov, but it's not enough to just hose it down, which we said before, various things you can just hose down, there's no problem. Over here, because of the zifut, you can't hose it down. So you have to be menagev it and it's tar. If it's made of eights, so Rebbe says even eights you could be menagev. Now eights is more problematic because the eights absorbs more of that zefet as well, which means of the wine as well. So can you just be menagev? Rebbe says, yeah, it's still niguv would be sufficient. The Chachamim say, no, in that case, you actually have to get rid of the zefet. You'll have to chip off the zefet or melt off the zefet, and only then will you be able to use it. Now, we'll see later on. You could
be able to use
Hagat. Now, we'll see later on that there is an alternative. You could do Hagola. You could pour boiling water in it. I mean, that, yeah, okay, but we're not talking. We're talking about now doing things that are, you know, within your hands normally to do. So you'd have to start over again, basically. So, how about if it's made out of cheres? Normally, cheres is absolutely the worst, right? And here, too, if it's made out of cheres, it isn't going to help to be called the zefet. See, afagav shekilef et hazefet, harezu asor, it appears to be mashma that everybody agrees to it. In other words, that in order to, even what we said before, Rebbe, who was made by eights, that it could be menugav, would agree, the Chachomim, when it comes to Cheres, is made that in such a case, you're going to have to go, Bikalef the Zephyr, then you have this whole, you have the process, maybe the 3 days things, the Cheres, where you can leave it. Remember, we had a special din about the Beetle of the time of wine, so that you put it in 24 hours, take it out, put it in again, I mean, the whole time, 3 times. But just to be, Kalef the Zephyr is not enough because the Cheres absorbs without the Zephyr. It absorbs itself, the wine. So what good is it going to do you to take off the Zephyr? Omar Rava, let's get this very clear, says Rava. It's only where you were actually Zofet. So if you were Zofet, then this is okay. But Doragba, you don't require all of this stuff. If all the guy did was do a regular Yayin Nesek, he didn't do the actual Zifut. Now you're talking about wood or stone or over there, it's enough to hose it down. Like we've said all along, the only reason you need to go beyond hosing it down is because the Z-foot is the problem. The Z-foot absorbs that initial wine, and that's a big deal. Says, well, I know how to read too. I mean, that's what the Mishnah says. It says Zofta. What are you telling me, Achidish? Obviously, it's a special case. Pshita? Zofta tonight? Now, if you read the Mishnah yourself, you might have thought that, the same thing would be if you gave over your gut to a goy to be Dorach. And the reason it says Zifta is because by saying Zifta, I understand that there was Yain Nezach in it. That's all. And maybe that's the point, because that's the only way that you're Zofet. So instead of coming to a case where I had a goy in my gut, that's not a normal case. Let me talk in Urach HaDamilta. I hire somebody to waterproof my gut, and it's understood that in the context of waterproofing is going to be a problem with Yain Nezach because of the waterproof. That's what you might have thought. I'm just coming to make that clear, that it's not Urach HaDamilta Katani, it's Dafke Katani. The only problem begins when you got a Zephyr. Ikeni, others said that what Rava said was the opposite. Dafka Zifta, and over there, this is enough. But if you were also Dorachba, when it was Mizufefet, now you got a serious problem. Then it's not even going to be enough to be Niguv. Because in that case, if he was also Dorachba, so then it's already absorbed more. And in that case, it's not enough to do Niguv, you'd have to actually do Kiluv in any of these cases. So Lo Sagi Laba Niguv. And in this version also, we ask Rava, isn't that Pshita? Since the Mishnah only specified Zifta, which is Bashba Zifta, without Dorachba. That's what it says. The point of saying Zifta is because I know there was Zifta, I poured wine on it, and Afkamina, if he also was Dorach Yayin. We're just talking about now the case as would be standard. That's all. Kamash Malan, Dafka, Zifta, only Zifta. But if it was Barahba, when it was Mizupepet, then Lo Sagi Labanigo. And actually, it was a Maisa, it was a guy who came asking for a Heksher by Rabbi Chia. And, for rabbis to get involved in Hekshers, is a very serious issue, because you're bound to have somebody writing up signs about you in Paskvilin, and how can you give a Heksher to this and this. So he comes to, this guy comes to Rabbi Chia. Omale Havli Gavra de Dachili Matzartai. Give me somebody to give me a Heksher on making my matzah, my God kosher. My pressing for kosher. So Omar Leila Rav, Reb Chia says to Rav, look, you go with him, and I don't want to be shouted at in the Beit HaMidrash afterwards, all right? Which the Rosh Hashler is being skipshuta, there's always these fanatics over here, they're going to figure out why the Hashler is no good, and that's just going to be a disaster. I want you to cover every last angle, dot every I, cross every T. This has got to be about dot texture. I'm not getting involved. So, but Rashi learned very chazi, that means that I don't want this guy coming back and saying, you did a lousy job, people aren't buying my wine. But not that he was chayshish, that in the base of Edrash themselves, the Talmidim were going to come yell at him, how could they come? They hadn't discovered yet the Talmidim in B'nai Brak. They come in and tell you when it's time to daven Kriyat Shema, That wasn't the problem.
Rosh takes the business.
The business, yeah. I don't want this guy coming back and claiming we did a poor job on his act. Okay, so Rav goes with him. Also, the Chazir Avi Shia Tfei, he sees that they did this amazing job on the waterproofing, so that the whole thing is so smooth, there's not even a place where wine could get into it. And it looks new. As he figures, basically, we don't have any problem over here. What's that? We don't have any problem over here of absorbing wine. It's so smooth, there's no crack in it. And he was never dorech, it's brand new. So he figures, okay, we'll wash it down, no problem here. We'll do the dry and wet stuff. We certainly don't need to be kolef the whole thing. On his way out, he suddenly sees a crack above the level that he had worked on. Chosef pila mitutes is underneath its crack. And he goes looking at it. It's full of wine. God, that means they'd already used it. And they'd been dorech in it. Chosef avim olachamra. He says, hello, sagila b'nigo. This is not going to be enough just to do the whole nigo business. Which, is not quite washing down, but it's twice washing, but drying in between and so on. But even that's not enough. It's got to be a kilo. That's what my dear uncle meant. My avunculare, Rabbi Chia. He knew there was going to be a problem. Wow, to think I almost got caught. The first lashon of Rabbah, but over here, it had actual mamashut of yayin that was there. So they had cracks in it.
No, but in the first lashon of Rabbah, we
said the first lashon, Darach Ba, that meant without zifut. The Rabbah that was talking about over there was Darach Ba alone he was talking about. Here we're talking about zifut plus dricha.
Just in all the cases,
wait until wait. The next case will make it clear. Tan Rabba, Hagat, Machat. The Machat is the barrel, the bucket that you take out of the gut and pour it into the barrel with. Hamashpech, which is the funnel that we talked about, that belonged to an Oved Kochavim. So Rebbe was matir these things with Niguv, going through this whole process. The Chachomim said it's not good enough to utilize Niguv. Now, over here, we're going to see we're talking about Shocheres. The problem is that we're going to ask, I thought Rebbe was made by Cheres, that there's no way to get rid of the taste of the wine. So that's what we're going toward. Okay, so Rebbe seems to say that it would be Motim and Becheres, the Chachomimas. Umoda Rebbe Bekan Kanim, Shalav De Kochavim. I agree that if the containers themselves, again referring to Cheres, even though there's no Zephet, that they're usher. And you can't just use Niguf. That means you have to go through the whole rigmarole of 3 days and let it in there, or you, of course, boil them. We'll talk about that later. But over there, it would be usser, and it's not enough to do Niguf. So we really have three dargas. Washing down, Niguf, which is washing down plus drying, and washing down again. And then we have the three-day process, filling it up, letting it stay overnight, filling it up again, 24 hours, 3 days. That is a higher level, and we also have boiling out, as we'll see later on. Oh, so the kilof would only be apply to a case where there was zephyr. Here we're talking about without zephyr. But the kankanim are also, well, why is that? What's the difference? It's the same material. Ma fresh ben zelazeh. The difference is zeh machlisol kiyum, zeh vzeh machlisol kiyum. Basically, if it's going to sit there a long time, so over there I hold that it's not enough to do niguf, but something that the wine is just poured through like a funnel, or you just use it to take the wine out of the gut, pour it into the barrel. That's used for a few seconds. Used for a few seconds that doesn't absorb deeply. What you need to do is to get out all of the wine that might be sitting there, and okay, so for that it's enough to do niguf. Now this is all if it's cheres. How about if it's eitz or even? Eitz and even, it's enough to be minagev. But in all of these cases, im ayu mezufafim, then it's even worse. Then it's usher because the zephet, although it may waterproof it, but it's still the zephet itself absorbs the tam. Because of that, it's a problem. So in other words, we're coming out over here now that eitz and even you could be minagev if they're not mezufafim, as we just saw over here. And the problem is, of course, that Rava in the Mishnah said that if you're Dorech, it's enough to just do Hadoch. So I don't get it. Remember that Lush, the first Lush of Rav. Dafka Zafta. Darachba, that's, then, if it's just Darachba, you don't need to go through this whole thing. That was the first Lush. The second Lush is if you added Darachba to the Zifut, but you don't require Niku, if you go all the way down to just hosing it down, Adocha Biyama, if it was not Mizufefet. And here we're talking about not mezufefet, obviously, because it says inoyim mezufafim asurim. So how do you square that with the case of the kankanim shalovikrochavim, the gat, the machatz, and the mashpech? I don't understand. The gat, machatz, and mashpech, according to Rava, what should it then be? Rava said the Mishnah is only saying a gat with zefet is a problem. That requires niguv. If it wasn't mezufefet, then you just take a hose and hose it down. But the Braita says, of your befer is not like that. The Braita says, if it's a gat, or a machatz, or a mashpech, and you need niguv. So how does Rav understand it? Yinagev. So Tosfos says that's the major difference between the two cases. The Mishnah that we're talking about is talking about where the gat belongs to Yisrael, not the Pikviyut. It's used by an Akum. So what happened is that b'mikre, on a one-time basis, an Akum had been Dorechba, or the case of the Zifut. So over there, fine. Niguv alone is sufficient. Hadokha alone is sufficient. If it actually belongs to an Akum, which is what we're talking about over here, shel akum, it says over here. Gat macha to mashpech shel akum. Well, you think the Braita specified shel akum's tam? It doesn't mean that the akum used. It means that it was constantly in use by the akum. So then everything hops up in my drain. That's the point. Asks the Gemara, I thought, God shall even, shezifta ovekochavi minagva vihitora. Didn't it say in the Mishnah that niguv helps for zifut? Yes, but the Mishnah is not talking about where it was the rash. The Mishnah is talking about where the problem was only the one-time use of the zefet. That was the point. Rav already said, if it was also Darachba, then we got a problem. But over here, obviously, it's his thing. Of course it was Darachba. That's the difference. In the case where we were talking about, if we talk about a Jew's gut, that he hired a goy workman to waterproof. So what's the problem over there, as Rav said? Only if he just waterproofs it. The moment that he does more than that, that's the second Lashon Rav, and he's Darachba, then it's not enough. Then we have a problem. Niguv is insufficient. So now everything works out beautifully. The case where the first Lashon of Rava's Tosfos points out that over here it's saying that nonetheless, even without Sefet, it requires Niguv, and Rava was saying, no, it's enough to have Adok, of course, that's talking about, where without Sefet, it belonged to a Jew, was used in a way one time by a Goy. So then even if Darachba, it's enough to hose it down. You don't need Niguv. If it belongs to a Goy, then you need not enough hose it down, you need Niguv. If it was Mizufefet, so then, even if it belonged to the Jew, then already you need Niguv. But if it belongs to the Akum and he was already Darachba, then it's insufficient to have Niguv. So each thing moves up one level. So Matnitin de lo Darachba, right, and the Darachba. Good. So now, we got another problem. The other problem is the contradiction of Rebbe Shita in the Mishnah. You just said, Hagat v'amachatz v'amashpech shel avdei kochavim, Rebbe matir b'niguv, v'chachamim osrim. Now, in the Mishnah, it said, the last part of the Mishnah said, v'shel cheres, alfa pishikalafet hazefet harezu asura. Did Rebbe argue? No. So in other words, Rebbe agrees that alfa pi, when he's talking about cheres, alfa pishikalafet harezu asura. So how does Rebbe over here is matir b'niguv? So he's contradicting a Shita in the Mishnah where he was made of that Niguv is not enough. Amar Rava, no, you read it wrong. The Sefer de Matnitin, Ata'an l'Rabbanan. When it says in the Mishnah, it's a continuation of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, Shall Evan, without Dricha, Yinagev, Shall Eitz, Yiklov, Shall Cheretz, Asura. And all Rebbe is saying is, no, Evan, Eitz, both of them, it's enough, Yinagev. And of course, therefore you understand that I go up one level when it comes to Cheretz. So Cheretz, Yiklov, but I'm not saying you can't be Matayo the Cheretz. In this case where it's not Mizufefet, so I'll go down one level. So it's always a question, I'm going up one level because it's not Akum Shadarachba. Going down one level if it's not Mizufefet. Rebbe is always one level down from that, from what the Chachamim said. Now everything is consistent. Had it been Mizufefet, I would have said you need Kilov. Because it's not Mizufefet, I'll go down and... Yeah, you can't peel. You only Yiklof is not a reference to the material, ever. It's only a reference to the Zefet. It's not here referring to Kidei Klipa, the Tila Kidei Klipa, which is a dinin absorption of Kashrus and Kalim. We're talking over Yiklof of the material that absorbs, which is the Zefet. Darash, Rava is Rava in his drasha. He said in public the words, Na'ava Artecho. Na'ava is the Targum of God. Boil it out. In other words, do Hagalah. We haven't discussed it until now. So this didn't. Apparently that is the equivalent then of the highest level of kashrus. Just boil out your gut and get away from all of the problems. That way, even if it was Darachba, take boiling out water. You take a klirisha for irui. That's enough to be roteh. Now, Rav had another problem, which is he used to ship empty containers. The problem is that, as we've just said, if you're machnis or lekiyum, so then even empty containers become more awesome. He was only relying on this for temporary use. So what was he going to do in shipping even empty containers? How did he know that the shipper, the guy that he's used shipping it with, how does he know that the guy doesn't make use of his containers when he picks up some wine from another shipper and saves room using his containers, empties them out, washes them out and gives them back? But washing out wouldn't be enough then, because it was Machnis Lakia. So what he did, Ki Avi Meshada Gufil Arpanya, used to ship his empty containers to Arpanya. So in that case, he would have to make sure that there was a chotam b'tor chotam. So sochif l'apumar, as we saw before, that if you keep things in a strange fashion, so he put them upside down in a sack. Then he would seal that sack with a chotam. on top. So in other words, this, it was sealed on the opposite side of where it would be used. So chotim la birtsayu, because he held kasova kol dover shemachnisu lekiyum afilu lefisha gozu berabonim. It doesn't even matter. I don't care if they'll get there in 3 hours and they're supposed to deliver this, because since this is the type of thing which we're machnis lekiyum, it doesn't help to say, yeah, but they only had it for a little while. If it's machnisu lekiyum, that's the gezerah, and this is the type of thing that you're machnis lekiyum. Okay, tomorrow we'll talk, when I finish up for the brit, tomorrow we'll talk about exactly the process of the nigos.
Elo asrin vosrin bechoshu yain nesera vedis kechovim beorat levuvim shara niskal egla rufa tzipurei mitzoras ar nazir peter chamor bosra becholov sera mishtalea chulen shedishchetu ba'azara hare elo asrin vosrin bechoshu.
I don't get it. Tanamai kachashev. If he's talking about davar shebe meaning kachashev, then why doesn't he say chatichat nevela? If he's talking about a surayana, why does he say chametz bepesach? Omra b'chia baravi, ten reisachim na'afcha, because this Tana is looking for a combination. Tarte idle, davar shebe minyan, which is also isra'ana'ah. Okay, but even those things you have, egozei perach rimoni badan of orla, let's say. Well, over there, it's both a davar shebe minyan and isra ben. Why doesn't he say that? Because there's another mission about that. Tareleatam. How wrote we lor la or la? How wrote we look a layaker and play a ker? Velitne kikrocha balabayet linin chomis pesach, which is isra hano, what is also davar chashev, that is not batos, davar shebe minyan. Well, I mean, there, he, in a sense, he does. Because man shamat le diomer chomis pesach osabano, Rabbi Akiva. For this very reason, that you have both, they have the combination of both the Isur Hana'ah and of Chaticha, that is Choshev. Hare Elu, then he repeats Hare Elu. What's the point of repetition? Lemute Mai. Lemute Dover Shabaminion Vagdalav Isur Hana. Inami Lemute Isur Hana'ah Delav Dover Shabaminion. It's not so simple. Halacha lemaisa, it depends what you're talking about. If it's real yayin nesach, so then yayin b'yayin is indeed aser. Only chavis b'chavis, we could say there, you could sell it chutz midme. But if it's just stam yenam, I feel yayin b'yayin would be mutar. Gat shel even sheziftah ovet kochavim, no, menag vav yitorah. V'shel eitz. Rabbi Omer, also yedag vav. No, but they already need to be kolef et azefet. Shel cheres won't even help to be kolef et azefet, arezu asura now. Turns out, of course, that in the end, Rebbe was chelak of that and would agree that there it's enough to be kolef et hazefet. Omar Rava dafka zifta, but if he was only darach about zidaf tozita, the pshita zifta tnan, and ma de temo aden afil darach ba. Haide toni zifta is just turchan and al takatoni, that's a standard procedure. Kamash malan, that it's dafka. Ikeni amri omar Rava dafka zifta without subsequently darach ba. Avo darach ba after zifta. It won't even help to do nigo. Chita, that's what it says. It says zifta. Well, matatebo adina fil darachba. Haidik tani zifta is just turchan mil takatani. I mean, what's nafkamina? Once he's zifta, if he already has yayin, if he's darachba, big deal. Kamash malan, that dafka zifta, once it's darachba, you're going to have to do the whole rigmarole of the 3-day thing or boil it out, whatever. Balo sagila benigo. Yeah, who the hell to the Kamei Rebchi? Omer le, havli gavra dedochile matzartoi that they'll rely on his extra. Omer le, l'rav, you go with them and make sure that nobody screams on me or puts me up on the internet. Also, chazid avishia tveit. Omer, no, it can be makel over here. Vada, benigub sagila. Bahari dekoza vati, chazi pila mituta v'chazi avimole chamra. Oh, he says, hello, sagila benigub. Elo bekilov, and yomer lechavivi chazid elo betzavachet alayt beimid rosha. Tana rabbanan agat v'amachatz v'amashpech that are actually belong to David Yochavi. Rebbe matir benigun v'chachomim osrim umoda Rebbe bekankanim shalavet kachomim shenasurim. Maya fresh ben zelo ze ze machniso lekiyum v'ze emachniso lekiyum. V'shal eitz v'shal even yinagev. V'imoyim mezubafina surin. I thought we said God shall even sheziftov v'et kochavim minagva v'hitora. Yeah, but that's matitin, the Lord barachba. The bride is talking about the darachba. Omama, God v'machat v'mashper shavet kochavim rebi matir benigub. I thought in the Mishnah it said, Shacheres afa pishikalaf at azefet arezu asura. So over here we have cheres, and you're telling me it's matir benigub. How does that work? I thought Rabbi agreed to that. Omar Rabbi never agreed to that. Seifa, the matnitin, is the continuation of the words of the Rabbanan before. Otan la Rabbanan. Dorash, Rava, gentlemen, na'ava, just boil it out, artichot. Rava, kiavi, mishada, gufi, harpanya. He would first be sachiv lo apamayu, and then put it in a bag, and then chotim lo the bag abirtsayu, which would be a chotim, but a chotim, as I said before, and then he would, only then would he allow it to be shipped, because kasava, kol davar shemachnisole kiyum, afilu lefi sha'ah, gazru barabonon. Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle.
Oh, that kind of.
Okay, Sabah Josh, I hope, has been practicing. He has a very, very busy day that begins today on Daf Ayin Dalet Omen Aleph.
I barely get through the Daf when I started.
Okay, can I announce that this learning session is Mustash Lilui Nishmat Abi Gedalia Ben Tuvia.
It's all you've been to. Elu asurim ba'osrim b'choshu. Now the following items, we've been talking until now about ta'arovet. Ta'arovet of lach balach, in which the entire thing becomes affected by the taste of that which falls in. And we talked about b'mashahu, if it's b'mina, in terms of yayonasa. The nice and tam, it's been b'shen amina. This Mishnah is talking about an entirely different subject, although on the surface it seems to be saying the same thing. It's talking about a ta'arovet of a completely different type, in which the item remains discrete and separate. But the point is that we cannot identify it. So let's say a barrel of wine falls into 100 barrels or 1,000 barrels of other wine, kosher. We just simply lost track of which barrel was which. Or a piece falls into pieces, and there's no actual mixing in terms of the taste of the ta'arovet or anything like that. The question would be, in such a case, where we're dealing with various things that are asur b'hana'a, whether there's a way out of it, or whether the isur hana'a extends to everything. And of course, you remember we had before, we're going to discuss in the next Mishnah of Shemini Gamliel's Asfara, that you can sell something which is asur b'hana'a, as long as you don't take the money for that isur hana'a, then you're not being menes. If you have 1,001 barrels, leave out the price of the barrel, then you're not being menes from it. In any event, our mission, as it turns out, is listing things that will never become bottle, that is based on a confluence of two issues, and only those things is the Mishnah listing. A, that the item should be asur b'hana'a, which does not necessarily mean that every isur hana'a is never going to become bottle, and B, that it is also a davar shebibinyan, meaning that it has its own separate identity, and it's always sold by unit. We don't look at it as something. It's not just that. It's a pile of stuff. It's priced according to what it is. It's a separate thing. It's not weighed and so on. It's actually counted and sold per unit. So in those cases, the Tana wants to list the things that are asur. And even if they would fall into 1,000 or 10,000 of similar things, the whole thing would become asur. So there are asurin v'asurin v'choshu, yayin nesach, and here what's talking about yayin nesach. It's talking about a barrel of yayin nesach, and I'm talking about a tarobis of the type we mentioned in the previous mission. The avodat kochavim, I mean, you can have a lot of these icons, they manufacture them, you know, mass-produced icons, and one of them was actually worshipped, so it became asur. And we have no way of identifying which one the crazy Mexican bowed down to when he was in the factory over there. So what do we do with all of the rest? Same thing. They're all going to be asur b'hana'a. Orot l'buvin, since the or itself of the animal from which there's a mark around the area of the heart, if we know that the heart is removed while it's still beating, is some type of satanic worship. But in any event, the whole thing becomes takrovet la'avodat kochavim. And here the or is chashuv, it's a davar shel minyan, and it has its own unique chashuvut. And it gets mixed now in a thousand other skins that may look exactly the same in post-processing. There's nothing to do about it. They're all also. Shor ha-niskal means once the base in paskin, that this shor is supposed to be niskal, at that point, it's already considered to be asur v'hana'a. Egla rufa, from the point that it's brought down to Nachalitan, where we've identified a city that is closest to murder, and that city has to go and bring a special type of, it's not really a korban, obviously, but there's a ceremony of Egla Rufa that's brought to a special place, Machlokas, whether Nachal refers to the river specifically, or that it's a fast flowing river, or that it's a place in which things don't grow. It's a tough Nachal Eitan, it's a tough valley. But in any event, that thing is Asur Ba'anaha, as Artsi Porei Mitzorah, who is part, the Mitzorah is part of his Tahara, has to go ahead and bring, at the first stage, these two tziporim, one of which is shechted, the other one is dipped in the blood and thrown out, before it's thrown out for sure, it's asur ba'ana'ah. And the Gemara elsewhere says, once it's thrown out, the Torah never says shlach as something that is isra, and something's going to find and it's going to be over on it. Sa'ar nazir, where the Torah says that the hair of the nazir has to be thrown underneath in the fire of the actual dud that you're boiling the shlamim on. And this is the Gzirat HaKatzuth that essentially is saying that the Sa'ar Nazir itself is Kodosh, and then it's also Ba'anah. And these things, you make you do the shaving of the Nazir, then that hair itself is tied around, and it's a one unit of shaved hair that they used to buy for shekels, or for using for a sack, or whatever. But it was sold as units. And Petr Chamor, which would be the chamor before your podeit, even if it wasn't ne'erap yet, obviously we hope you won't be behoret, but you'll be podeit, but until you do, it's a surbana basar bechalav, after, it is not to be confused, again, with the din of tarovas, that any little amount of milk is going to answer any amount of meat, or vice versa. We are referring to a steak that is a chosh of a piece of meat sold by unit, and it became usher as Basar B'Kolav, which is now going according to my government, also Basar B'Kolav is a Surbana, of course. And then here too, even if there's a thousand other steaks, the whole freezer becomes a Surbana. Sa'ir ha-mishtaleach, someone has Sa'ir ha-mishtaleach, someone becomes usher after it's already in pieces. The question is how exactly it would fit in over here. Chulin shenish chatuba azara, also a Surbana, and obviously a kosher, an entire animal. These things are not only asur ba'ana'a, they also asur even the slightest amount. Now, we are used to a Mishnah listing a factor. I mean, over here, I lost my battery, I guess. Or maybe I didn't press record. Awesome. So here, it's clear that the Tana does not have a particular factor that is definitive in what he is listing. Because, I mean, Tana Maika Chashiv, what is the Tana listing? Is he listing all things that are Davar Shebiminyan? Things that are, I think I just, if we're talking about a Davar Shebiminyan, something which is counted, and therefore it's not Vatel, so how come he doesn't list others? I mean, why does he have to list after this type of thing? You could say chatichot nevela, or if it's Yisra Hanah that he's listing, why doesn't he say chametz b'pesach, for instance? I mean, but to say specifically, I mean, we have to talk about pieces of basar b'cholav. I mean, in the simplest cases, you're talking about Yisra nevela. Basar b'cholav has to become nevela when it becomes basar b'cholav. Why not list Chametz B'Pesach? Or Mekriya Bar Abba, the Tamer of Yitzhak Nafka, the point of the Tana is that he's only listing things that have both of these factors. Tarka Yitzhak, Davar Shebiminyan, the Yisurei Hana'ah. If it's both Yisurei Hana'ah, and it's also a Davar which is a Biminyan, and therefore it's Choshev, it has a unit, Then the Tana listed here as something that is Osir and Asir is Bechoshu. But if it has only one of those components, the Tana does not list it. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that the Tana would hold that it won't be Osir. It's just he's not listing it. In other words, it may well be that he also comes to Pesach Asir for Mashu. Maybe. I mean, that's, you know, it's perfectly okay. We have certainly have Mandiyamim like that. We certainly know from Echulin that a Dovish of a Minyan, even if it's not a Surbanah, like in a Mela, does Asir B'Mashu. Again, when I'm saying Mashu, I'm not talking about taste. We're talking about pieces. But the point that we're making over here is that the Tana is listing only those things that he can present as Dvarim of Yisurei Hana'ad that are Chatichot sold by Dovish of a Minyan. Now, wait a minute, but even given that you have to meet two requirements, he's leaving things out. I mean, because we have egoze perach, or rimone badan, those things that come from either oral or kaloya karen, fruits, from the area of badan, or where the rimone were very cautious, and it's a double shvaminyan, they're sold one by one. So like pineapples here, you know, where the pineapple isn't sold by weight, it's sold by unit. So, and those are Yisra Hanah, if they're Kloya Kerem, if they're Orla, why aren't they listed? Well, they're not listed here because they appear in the Mishnah and Orla. I mean, so why would we need to relist them? It says over there, Haro'ilo Orla, Orla, Haro'ilo Kloya Kerem, Kloya Kerem. It lists all of those things that whatever fit the bill, that could be Orla, or that could be Kloya Kerem. So we know that. How about... Kikrot Shoba Alabayit, when you have Chometz Pesach. I mean, you can have Chometz Pesach, which is a Surbana'a, that is made into very kosher of a bread, such as a Balabayit would sell, which is sold by unit. So, why don't we mention that? Because Manchama Biomalai, who is the Shita that talks about that? Kikrot Shoba Alabayit, that's Rabbi Akiva. It happens to be that it says that the fairs over there, the Gabi Tzachim. It says, Rabbi Akiva Mosif, Av Kikrot Shabal Abayit. So it says the din of Kikrot Shabal Abayit in the Sugya of Orla, or where we have it in Yabamas, and it mentions these Yisurei Hana'ah. Hare Elu, now you repeat, Hare Elu, and not what? These things are Asur Vasur and Bechoshu. Yes, you said that in the Rashi. What are you trying to stress as opposed to what? These are not what? Lemute mai. Lemute davar shabiminyan. Valav yisrei hana'ah. Inami lemute yisrei hana'ah. Valav davar shabiminyan. But Gufo, we're coming to talk about those things which, although they may be included in the halakas, does this point out, because it's difficult to believe that we're being cholik on whole sugyas elsewhere, but that this is not what I want you to remember in your girsa, and he gives other examples of such a use of lemute.
So the commissioner.
Yain netzach shenafal lebor kulo asur b'hana'ah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer yimacher kulo lo'ovei kochavim chutz midmei yain netzach shebo. As long as you can get rid of the hana'ah, we discussed this a number of times before. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, you don't have a problem. Omarav halachic Reb Shimon ben Gamliel chavit b'chaviyot. We've discussed this also a number of times before. Rav Patkin like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, where you're talking about the mixture of one chavit in other chaviyot, so that there's no actual taste in the wine itself. Aval lo yain b'yain. If you've got wine that's mixed with wine, then you can't simply say, I'm going to take out the hana'ah, throw it into the yamanoch, or not sell that amount of the wine, and the rest of it should be mutar, obviously not mutar for me to drink, because we know already the shir is iser b'mashu, but it should be mutar for me at least to recover my money by making sure that I don't take the money for the yayin nesa. No, says Rav, it's only when it comes to the chavit. Shmuel holds, afilu yayin b'yayin, bottom line, as it's become a ritual, is that yayin netzach You have to distinguish. Everybody's talking about it of all one sugya, but the truth is there's two levels of our chumra. Yain nesef that we know for a fact has been mitnasech, and then we have yain stamina, where we have a chashash that's mitnasech. And that, if you take that into consideration, it clarifies things. Halacha l'maaseh, if it's true yain nesef, then indeed yain b'yain is otzer. Chavis b'chavis is mutter, mutter meaning that I can sell it. Chutz b'dvei yain nesef shabbat is not being nenefron. But if it's stam yayin, there we're not even makbid on yayin b'yayin. And I feel yayin b'yayin would be mutar as long as I'm not being nana from that wine itself. So I don't drink it myself. I sell the whole thing. But I don't take the money for that wine that got mixed. And then we won't be makbid to say that everything is usher to sell.
What would be the difference between
Yain Nesef
and
Stam Yain? Yain Nesef is where I know there was Yain Nesef. It's actual Takarot Nesef, said Yerayin.
And the din is?
Over there, we're only going to rely on Shemen Gamliel in terms of Chaviot. But if there's an actual mixture, the wine fell into the wine itself, we won't rely on that. To speak to the Mimata Yubahana'a. The rest of it, by you're not taking Nana'a.
It's going to be at that amount, right. We're not selling that amount.
Correct.
Look
to Heide Commissioner. Got Shel Evan. I'm talking over, you know, you remember that we dealt early on in the sector with the din of the press of a guy, where the guy had actually used it continuously for making wine. And over there it turned out that we had that whole procedure of Yuli. Put the water in, let it overnight, poured it out, let it soak again for night and so on. 3 days. Now here what we're talking about is not a gut that had actually been used by a guy at all. As we'll see in the circuit. We're talking about a gut that had been manufactured by a guy. And what's the problem with that? The problem is that in order to ensure the watertight nature of the gut, they would coat it with pitch, which was watertight. And in order to get rid of the awful smell of the pitch, which would then affect the wine subsequently that was made in it, they would mix the initial pitch with wine in order to take away the smell of the alcohol, would remove the smell and overwhelm the pitch so it wouldn't ruin the wine that was made in it. But the problem is that if that's the case, when you now go at sort of like the problem we have with the coating of the pan, exactly. It's the same type of issue. They would coat it with something that for us was also. So what do you do about that? Now it's obviously not that much absorption. It's not even sitting in wine the way it got normally is that requires the 3 days of Iuri and so on. But nonetheless we've got an absorptive material, the pitch, that has in it issues. So what do we do about that? Minagva, if it's made out of stone, then the substrate doesn't absorb very much. Stone is pretty tough stuff. It's the zeppa that's the problem. I mean, this thin layer, basically, of Teflon that has absorbed some iser in it. So then minagva vihi tora. Now we'll see that minagva is a way of saying that we use a liquid and a solid to rub it down, absorb it, and then dry it out by having it all absorbed into dirt or something on it after wetting it. We'll see exactly when we go into the circuit. The shell eight, now the wood, the problem is the wood absorbs a lot of the pitch, and therefore there's much more wine in it. If you made a god out of wood.
Okay.
And you coat it with pitch to avoid it. Somebody else had that idea, pitch on wood, and water, and so on. So there, Rebbe Omer Yinagev, Rebbe said, well, it's still okay. The Minagev is sufficient, but Chacham said, no. If you're talking about wood, you're going to have to actually peel off the coating, because otherwise it's just too much of it to be able to get out the big Minagev. Then you clop it as effort. We shall cheres, and if the substrate is earthenware, that is extremely absorptive, and it won't even help you to be kolef as effort. The whole thing is going to be usher because the cheres itself is absorbed, and you'll have to go through the whole process of that 3-day thing and so on if you ever to do anything about it. Amar Rabba Dafka Zivta. The whole point of our mission is talking about with a goy, all the goy did over here was that he made it, and so he poured on the waterproof coating. If he actually used the gut, but didn't put zephet on it, then not. Which seems to be saying, then not. You don't even need to be menageved, because there wasn't any of it. If it's made out of heaven, it doesn't absorb very much. Well, says the Gemara, didn't the Mishnah basically say that? The Mishnah said zivta, which is much, if it wasn't zivta, there wouldn't be a problem. Pshita, zivta, not, certainly a thought, not a tema. Hu adin afilu daragba. The truth is, it might be the same even if the goy had used the gut and tested it or something. But Haivi Tani Zipta, maybe Zipta was just an example of what normally happens. You buy a gut that's coated, and now you have to worry about the wine that's in the coating. So the therefore comes along Rava to tell me, that actually the only problem is the extent of the absorption in the coating. Whereas others say just the opposite. It's only if the problem was that he had put on the coating. Abov darakba, if he actually had used the gut, lo sagila benigur, then it wouldn't help to be menageved, because then it absorbs much more, and there's not, you'd have to either, if you're talking about a case where it was mizufat, you'd have to actually peel the zephyr off to get rid of it, or you'd have to go through that procedure of the yirui. And according to this version, we also ask pshita, which of course is a contradiction. It's either one way is pshita, the other way is pshita. But that's the point. Each one is showing the chiddush remains to some extent in terms of the other. So doesn't it say zivta, which implies that this wouldn't actually be the case if you had not been mezapik it? No, because ma'adatim, why didn't it feel the ragba? Here too, I might have thought the ragba. And zivta is not really different. I define zivta work for the mills of katan. The norm is when you buy a pot, it's got a teflon coating. You buy a pot, somebody used it. So then we took the normal case, but maybe the case would have been the same even if he hadn't done arba. Therefore, Kamash Malan comes along Rava to teach us that the entire process of the Mishnah is a reference only to buying a teflon coating. That dafka zivta of a darakva lo sagila benigo, but if it had actually been used, it's not going to be enough to just dry it off. Is dry it off, but that's not really what it means. Kiyahi, the also kamele Rebchia, like a certain guy that came into Rebchia asking him to send a mashgiach so that he could make kosher wine. So he tells him, he says, do me a favor, please send me somebody, havli gavra, I need a guy, the dakele ma'asatai, who's going to give me a heksher and be metaher, so metaher in the sense of kashrus, be metaher my wine press. So Reb Chiya asks Rav, he doesn't choose stam a guy for a mashgiach, he chooses the best. So Amar Leih L'Rav, Zil Ba'adei, go with this man and do me a favor, Chazid Elo Mitzavach Vachta Alay Bei Medrasha, please see to it that there is not going to be a problem that there's somebody figures out that what you did wasn't kosher enough, and this guy's going to come back and make a scene that the heksher wasn't an acceptable action. You know how these do. Oh boy. So don't leave any stone unturned. Also, Chazid Abishiatve. So he goes over and he sees that actually the gut was very smooth and hadn't required any type of a coating that was going to be very absorptive. On the contrary, it was a nice, smooth stone. And he thought, well, so what's my problem? There's no area that I have to worry about. So the zephyr is a thin zephyr. I'll do the shtick, and I'll do the nigur, and that's fine. Nobody argues about nigur. So I'm not like a nigur sagula, so I'll do that. But because of us, he says, as he's looking around, he's about to do his nigur. He sees chazapila mitute v'chazad avimolei chama. He sees areas where there are actual gaps, there's holes in the material where wine has pooled. He says, holo sagaba benigur. That's not going to be good because it's been sitting in wine. And over there, I'm going to need to be mekalef the whole thing now. I'm going to take off.
Doesn't mean that he was darach. It means that the wine from the zeal, the zephyr.
Whatever, I mean, whatever the chashashian, whatever. Even if it would just be something, whether it was an actual lot of wine, it's not going to be enough, would require klipa. Ah, so he says, That's what Chavivi meant for Pia. Rav always called Chavivi his uncle. It's interesting that the word avuncular in English is the same word for Chavivi, which we refer to a particular type of love. That is an avuncular love, which is Chavivut. And, exactly. It's, three languages expressing the same idea.
That's uncle, is that?
Uncle? Avuncular means a love of an uncle. It's the sense of Chavivi. So. That's what he meant when he said, Chazidu lo mitzavachat alai bein medrash. Make sure this guy doesn't come into the base of medrash by being a scene. That's a good thing I found this one. Turn it up on it. And we have another brisa that discusses kelim that are used in the gat. And there it says, the gat itself, but also, not only the gat itself, but also the things that are used in the gat, such as the machatz. The machatz was a type of large soup spoon type of affair where you would take it out in order to pour it in from the big holding pit into the various barrels that you were packaging it in. And the mashpet, where you would use, of course, we already saw the funnel where that's used, where it belongs to an akum. So in these cases, we're talking over here that they're made out of keres. And in these cases, if it belongs to a goy, Rebbe is matir b'nigruv alone. And we're going to ask later, so what do we do about the fact that the Mishnah said if it's made out of keres, it's a disaster. You can never be matir b'nigruv. It doesn't even help to be matir pekila. Seems to be a problem. But in any event, Rebbe was matir b'nigruv, and the Chachamim matir. And Rebbe is moda when it comes to actual bottles, kankanim shalov veko chavim, that they are asur. What's the difference? Maya fresh benzel is that. What's the difference between a container and between a mashpef? Obviously. Zemach nisol lekiyum. Zemach nisol lekiyum, the problem is, does the wine sit there? So if the wine is just pouring through every once in a while, there isn't that much absorption. But if you're talking about a kankan, then it absorbs deeply, even Rebbe is made of. That the kankan is us, you can't just wash it out and dry it. Now, vishel eitz, vishel eben, so clearly what we've been talking about was neither eitz nor eben, as we were talking about the cheres. And here it continues to say, vishel eitz, vishel eben, inagein, but if they were mezufafim, then they would have the same problem with the us. Because the zifuf absorbs a lot of the wine. And the problem is, that the Mishnah said, the Tanagat Shaleven Shazipta Veko Chavim, Minagva Vehita Hora. So, why is it that it's enough to be Minagave it when it comes to the Mishnah? And here it says that there's nothing to do, it's awesome. Well, as we always said, the Mishnah, remember, was talking about that it was never used. It was just, had that original little bit of wine that was put in it. Take away the taste. We're talking about something that was used. Right to the Doragaba. But getting back to what Rebbe said, you said, Agat, the Makat, the Mashpir, Shodeko, Ravim, Rebbe is Matir Benigov, the Chachamim, Osrim, and then from the continuation, which starts talking about what about if it's eight, or what about if it's heaven, which means that what we've been talking about, neither eight nor heaven, is the case of Kerr. So how could it be that Rebbe should be Matir Benigov? Doesn't it say that by keres, even if you peel off the whole coating, arezu asura, and there is no way to be matzah, unless, of course, you go through that whole process. But you can't be matzah the keres. Amar Rava says, Rava, wait, this isn't Rebbe. I mean, you were asking, what, even according to Rebbe, that the keres itself is bolea so much that even without the darakba and so on, which was the case in the Mishnah, that it's going to be ulcer, even if you peel it off? No. That's not everybody's shita. That part of the Mishnah, the end, safe with the masnis, and where it says, that the case of the Evan, where if even you hadn't used it, over there, that whole Pishul Keres Asura is going to Rabbanim. It wasn't going according to Rebbe. So that according to him, indeed, it would be sufficient if it would be Yenagin. And that's okay. A Dorash Rav. Nava article. Now, Nava is a strange way to talk about a gut. And what it really is, it's a very poetic way, because Chachlili Einayim Miyayim is Miturgam in using the Lashon of Yitofun Navo. So in other words, it's a poetic way of saying a gut. A very poetic way. And what he's saying is, boil your beautiful gut. So in other words, it's insufficient, what he seems to be saying, because if you have a case in which you don't want to go through the whole process of the kiluf of a gut, what you can do is you can boil the gut. How can you boil the gut?
Not to clean off the defecation first?
Yeah, no. You can boil it out and march it with hagol. Now, this is a very famous sugya, because you see from here, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a big machlokas. Is Iyui considered to be the equivalent of a Kli Rishon, and therefore is Hagala? Because how did he call this Hagala? I mean, there's no possible way to take a god and just stick it into a pot and to boil the whole thing up, which is the way that you would normally be moksha a pot. The most you could do is you could have a giant kettles that you have from the fire, you take them off the fire and you pour it over the god. Says a bit of Amsi, you see that the Gemara is taking for granted that pouring out of the kettle is called cooking. All right, you were a Kli Rishon.
So now, the god was water.
With boiling out water. You pour, no, you take, no. You take out water and you pour it
all over the place.
Yeah, all over the place. Now, those who argue on him say that by definition the situation here is different, because remember what we're doing here is we're going one up. Because we never use the gut with anything hot.
The last hasholta, right?
Exactly. So what we've done is we've taken something that the bliyah has been cold from the gabi. That is considered to be reticha. But if you had actually absorbed it using boiling, then you would need real boiling. You can't pour from a Kli Rishon and say that's the equivalent to boiling.
Isn't that when you make dish, isn't it heated up and hot?
Yeah, but we don't worry about one-time usage. We worry about the container that is absorbed from it. So that's bechlal always. There's something that's used the mikra in a particular way. Doesn't that? We'll see. Actually, we're coming to the next mission, and he's going to be talking about this.
That is always in cold.
Exactly. That's why it's enough to use iru.
Even the bricha also important.
Correct. Sure. It would be terrible to have there anything. Yeah, where did you get up to? So he was saying Nava article. Furthermore, Rava was very mocked on containers, because he held, very fascinatingly, that the Gezerah that we have with Gabi Yayanessa would also be chal on containers. So let's say you have containers. You send the containers to a particular place with your wine, with the Chatima and so on. The people empty the wine, and they ship you back your containers. And so if they ship you your empty containers, when you get them, how do you know go ahead and use them? So you would need to have a chesem
on the
sealed container on the way back as well. Rava was machadish. So Rava kiavim mishadet gufi lahapanya. And Rava actually was involved in this business. He would send empty containers to Harpanya. What he would do is he would sucker fluapumayu. The chatimu abir tzayu. So he packaged them upside down with a skin container around it, and then on the top of that, so that you couldn't just turn it around, he would seal that with a seal. So he viewed that as a seal, the toch, the seal, which is because of the tirk. We said that it's obviously not, that it's not a breakable code. But the tirach over here, breaking the seal, needing to replace it, taking the thing out, turning it upside down, using it, washing it out, putting it back in, and then doing all the thing, that's called kosim betochos. Kosova kol davar shemachnisol lekiyum, afil lefishagos berabon. Even though the whole point over here is that it's the fact that it's stored long term that is aser. But once we answer things that are generally used for storing long term, even if there's a chance that the driver might have poured his wine into it and left it there for the day, it gives it the same din as a kankan. And we don't say, okay, but the mice, I mean, it couldn't have stayed there very long. It was only on the road for a few hours, but that's not the point. It still gets the din of kankanim where I am machnis lakim, even though here I wasn't particularly machnis lakim. Now, when you say minagvan, what exactly do you mean? The ma minagvan. So Rav says, well, when it says you dry it off, it means with water. That's a strange way of drying things. And Rav Bar Bar Chana says, well, no, it means bathe. It actually means using hard dirt. Well, what is that supposed to mean? Rav Amar b'mayim, what does that mean? B'mayim b'vo bathe? I mean, obviously he's not calling something nigut by putting water on it. And when Rav Bar Bar Chana says b'efer, I mean, he can't mean the Afra below the mind, because Niguv means washing off and drying in the Lashon of the Chacham. But obviously when Rav said Mayim, he meant Mayim with the Afra. And Rav Bar Bar Chana said Afra meaning Afra, but of course together with the Mayim. Below Twiga, they weren't even arguing with each other. One was talking about a case where the container was damp. So over there you have to first put the absorptive material and then use the water to wash it off. The other was talking about where the container was dry, so you first have to wash it off. Then you put the absorptive material to absorb anything that might have been left. That's all. But they weren't arguing before. So I'll be a tifta, and I'll be a vishta. If it's dry, you have to put in the first the mind, and then the eighth. But now, and then you got to shake it up. It's not tomorrow, we'll see, you know, exactly how many times you have to do this one this with. Wait, we have a special day today. And those of you who weren't here, this is in memory of your side, Richie's father.
What soup did you say before the